Hay House is proud to present this tape from Stuart Wilde entitled Happiness is Your Destiny.
Hello, this is Stuart Wilde. In this tape, we will look at how to garner power in your life and how to express it out without misusing it or without infringing upon others. We will look at masculine forms of power and feminine forms of power, and we'll discuss the kind of dedication and discipline that you need to establish a stronger energy base around you so that you get to the point where you control life. You get to the point where you can control your destiny and all things come at you gradually at a pace that you can cope with. A person that is weak or a person that has little personal power will find that life controls them. They don't have a mastery of life. They don't seem to have a grip on their own destiny. I believe that you, as a conscious, evolving individual, a person dedicated to their own growth and understanding of this planet and the meaning of your life upon this planet, can come to an energy alignment within your feelings and within your thought forms, to whereby everything in your life expresses itself as an affirmation of the inner strength that you create for yourself. And as that lifestyle becomes an affirmation, your power will begin to grow. In order to discuss this concept fully, we have to go into one or two of the metaphysical beliefs that I have about the meaning of life and the way that life is actually all energy. As a metaphysician, I don't see the world as solid. I don't see the physical plane as real. The fact that the world is solid, as you perhaps will have heard me say in my lectures and tapes, is created by the fact that the molecules and atoms are moving at the speed of light. But in reality, the physical plane, your body, all the things that you see around you, are not solid. There is an illusion of their solidity. Your thought forms and your feelings are as real as the physical plane in which you live. If you will accept that view, I will offer you a metaphysical overview of life on Earth and its meaning. No matter what religious background you may come from, you will see that inside this overview are points of strength that will assist you to become a more powerful individual. Naturally, if my concepts do not fit exactly into your concepts, or if I describe things or philosophical ideas in terms that perhaps are not exactly the same as your terms or your religious beliefs, then understand that you just incorporate what is appropriate for you and leave the rest. I believe that your life, the destiny that you live, is an exact replica of your inner thoughts and feelings. That you resonate out from within yourself, within this powerhouse of consciousness that is you, thoughts and feelings that reflect back to you the style of life that you lead. If you put into the world a strength, you find a strength there. If you see beauty in all things, then the life that you lead becomes beautiful. If perhaps you came from a society or a mindset or a belief that believes in lack, you will see lack in the world, and you will say, this world does not have enough for the people to survive. Whatever you put out comes back. And if you are on the path and you want to become stronger, and obviously you do, then you're going to have to accept full responsibility for your life. And that can be difficult, because you have to accept responsibility for the good bits and the pleasing bits, but you also have to own the bits that you don't like. The bits that are painful or frustrating or difficult to deal with. As a conscious evolving being, you should come to the realization that you are what you are. You can't pretend to be something that you're not. You have reached whatever level of understanding or power that you have reached to this point, and you haven't gone any further. What you will do now is accept that position as beautiful, as meaningful, as the result of all of the energy and all of the effort that you've put in, and understand that you can create more. But that point of responsibility where you accept life as being a manifestation of the inner you is the place where we have to begin. If you don't accept that responsibility, what you're saying is, I don't control my life. circumstances impinge upon me, life impinges upon me, everybody tells me what to do, everybody manipulates me. And if you come out of those feelings and you believe them, then naturally your lifestyle will reflect the same weakness. And so first and foremost, I ask you to step up and stand in front of life or in life with a feeling of, hey, I'm a child of the universe, I'm expressing as best I can, and where I am is where I am. You don't have to make any excuses, you don't have to feel guilty, you don't have to apologize to anyone, you just are what you are. If you will take that responsibility, you'll feel this fresh breeze or this fresh wind come into your life. Because then you can use the circumstances and symbols of your life to teach you about yourself. Everything that you see is a symbol inside your dream. And the dream that you live is daily life. As you look at these events coming to you, as you listen to what people say to you, as you watch the events unfold, you can see and you can translate in a synchronistic alignment those parts of yourself that reflected that energy that pulled those circumstances to you. As you walk through your life, all of destiny lays around you. Your future lays around you almost like a cloud. And you pull from 1,001 possibilities, well, even 1,000,001 possibilities, those circumstances that exactly reflect what you are. Reality comes at you at the speed of light, upside down. And it hits your eye, and there's a mechanism that transfers that image back up the right way. And it enters your mind, and your mind searches from within its own memory banks for a congruence or an understanding of what it is seeing. As you look at reality, and as you perceive reality coming to you, you will filter out those things that A, you don't understand, B, you're not interested in, or C, are not congruent with what it is you actually believe. So in any one given set of circumstances, there's all the goodness in the world is coming at you, but then again, so is all the evil. All the freedom is there, but so is all the restriction. And as you walk through the physical plane, you will make choices. At every given moment of the day, you are making hundreds upon hundreds of different choices about who you are, what you're going to do, who you're going to interact with, what you're going to eat, where you're going to go, and you're making choices about what you will accept and not accept. What we see as physical reality out there is only a small percentage of the total energy that's going on. Think of electricity. Electricity has been around since the beginning of time, and yet we only discovered its presence a very short while ago. All the time that man struggled and humped stones up the pyramid and lugged the crops around on the back of a donkey, electricity was there. But he did not have a perception of that higher energy pattern, and so he wasn't able to incorporate it into his lifestyle. As life comes towards you, this filtering process allows you to experience life in a comfortable way. If you were open to all sorts of different energy patterns, different possibilities, psychic energy, ESP, energy that's beyond the mind, subliminal energy, various energy forces that are normally beyond one's visual capacity to pick up or one's audio capacity to pick up, you would become bombarded with information. And the lifestyle that you experienced would not reflect your inner feelings and would feel intensely uncomfortable. And so the way the system is organized is for you to filter out most of the stuff so that you can just live inside a bubble of your own thoughts and feelings. Let me give you some ideas about what I believe is the meaning of life and your higher quest. And let me see if these ideas exhilarate you and give you a more expansive feeling about what you're doing here on Earth. I believe that you're not your body, that you're not your mind, that you're not the color of your skin or the religion that you're a part of. I believe also that you're not even your sexuality, female, male, whatever. I believe that you are in fact a divine spark inside a body, a spark of the eternal mind or the God force or the infinite energy that runs through all things. And I believe that that spark comes to the physical plane to experience it and to experience the energy pattern that's here. The spark inside of you, that divine spark, whatever you'd like to call it, I call the higher self. And that higher self comes into the physical body to literally experience the restriction of the physical plane. It is through restriction that you come to freedom. It is through poverty that you learn about wealth. It is through sickness that you come to health. And isn't it true? Often people will do nothing about their body until it falls apart in some way. And when the liver drops off the kitchen shelf, then suddenly they think, my gosh, I better do something about my life. And they begin to develop more healthy patterns, stronger nutritional discipline, exercise, whatever. It is because there are both paths open to you at any one particular time that allows you to come to a transcendence as a human being. If you look at the physical plane and you rant and rave about the evil or the lack or the difficulty or man's inhumanity to man, you don't really understand it metaphysically. For if this plane was perfect, you wouldn't be here. If your body were perfect, you wouldn't bother with a body. The whole point of growth and understanding is that you move out of a sluggish energy pattern of restriction and difficulty, and you move gradually through experiencing that to higher ground. I believe that the higher self chooses the lifestyle that it's going to be getting into. I don't believe that your journey through the earth plane, this heroic quest for you to discover yourself, was taken on by the higher self in a form of happenstance or cosmic Russian roulette, where you found yourself plopped in a wet nappy and you're looking up and you're thinking, bloody hell, what am I doing here? I believe that your life has tremendous meaning, that you have within you a great power, you have a great possibility, and I believe that the divine spark inside of you knew what it was going to be getting into. I believe that it had an overview, that it could see the family, that it could see the geographic area, that it understood the destiny or the energy of the world when it was going to be coming into the physical plane, and that it chose your body to experiment on itself, so to speak. It is almost as if your body is on rental to the God force. It's like this vehicle that you've borrowed for a number of years with which to move through this physical dimension, for it seems to be impossible to have an evolution here without a body. Whether or not that is the case matters not. You find yourself in a physical body, and you'll probably have an inkling of the infinity or limitlessness that lies inside you. You'll experience that perhaps in fantasy, in your dreams, in the inspiration that you feel from nature, or perhaps you'll experience that through some heightened form of creativity. And creativity can be anything from playing the piano to giving birth to a child. But we all kind of have an inkling, do we not, about there being a deeper meaning, a higher power, something that pervades all things, that has a greater essence than the things that we see normally, the illusion of the physical plane. I believe that this higher self comes into the physical plane, and when it does so, it has an understanding of the mindset that it's going to take on. Your body was born, and then as it began to take on life, the mind that you have began to record all the thoughts and feelings that were ever projected to you, both the ones you heard and the ones that came to you subliminally, and you stored all that information. And so I believe it was important for the higher self to have a view of, hey, what are we going to be getting into? And he could see your father, and he could see your mother, and he could read who they were. In the same way as if you meet a person that has heightened perception, that has this inner knowing, the inner knowing or the ESP of a sage, they will be able to look at you and they'll know instantly who you are. Well, if a person on the earth plane with all the restrictions and difficulties that we go through can say that or can see that, how much more so could this divine, uncluttered spark of the universal mind perceive what it's going to be getting into? I believe that when two humans come together and have a sexual relationship, it gives off an energy like a thumbprint. And I believe that thumbprint is read on inner dimensions. Again, this is a speculation, and I offer it only to you for consideration. But if you accept that theory, then you can see that the higher self must have had an idea of the mindset of the father, the mindset of the mother. It must have had an idea of whether the body would be weak or strong, whether there would be brothers and sisters, what color the skin would be, whether you would be a minority in another society, whether you would be born into a family that controlled or dominated a society, financially poor, financially abundant, whatever the circumstances must have been. For each one of us comes into what is basically a perfect set of circumstances. And that perfect set of circumstances is perfect only because it has limitations and it has weaknesses. as this higher self looked at the probability patterns and could read the father and could read the mother, it took on that mindset. And so perhaps it could see your father, and perhaps he was a neat guy, but he was none too sort of slung together, and he didn't really hold down the financial side too well, and perhaps he was drinking a little bit too much, and perhaps he wasn't real dedicated or real powerful in his feelings. And the higher self looked at that and thought, this is perfect. If I get masculinity from this guy, it'll take me 20 years to go past it. Wonderful. And then perhaps it looked at your mother, and she was loving and kind, but she was a little spacey. She was none too well nailed down. And it looks at this space cadet and says, God, that's terrific. If I get my image of femininity from her, it'll take me another 20 years to get past it. And so the higher self could see that there was something interesting to work in or to work through. And then perhaps it could read the mindset or the belief patterns of those people, your parents, and it could see all the stuff that they believed, all the different laws and regulations and institutions and the churches and the philosophies and the obligations and the social pressures and the class structure. And it could look at all that stuff and think, this is perfect. That looks like 4 tons of dead weight. That'll take me another 20 years to go past. 20 to go past my father, 20 to go past my mother, and 20 to go past the garbage. Perfect. I'll sign up for it. That'll leave me 10 years at the other end for myself. And so he came in and accepted all this stuff. Everything that everybody believes is only a way of describing the illusion. When you look at the world, you can look at things that you would say, hey, this is logical fact. But in effect, in a certain dimension, in the physical dimension, it is logical. But in the dimension of the higher self, things change. Negativity is not looked at as bad or evil. It is looked at as a way of learning about yourself. Positivity is not looked at as good. It's just another way of enhancing one's energy. The higher self doesn't come out of the same morality or the same opinions as the mind of the people. And so as this divine spark came inside of you, it came to learn certain lessons. And as it began to move through the physical plane, it picked up the mindset of the parents, and it went out and it projected that energy into the world. You will know that during your teens was a very difficult time. And that difficult time was caused because you had all this information in your mind, and you had to go out into the world of the grown-ups, into the real world, and you had to make some kind of sense about all of this. And of course, it didn't make any sense. You would ask yourself the question, what am I doing? Who am I? What does it mean? What am I going to be? What am I going to do? Where am I going to go? And of course, you were trying to figure that out. And the reason the teenage period for people is so uncomfortable is because they're coming to a realization of self. Once you move out into the physical plane, you begin to project energy, and that changes your life. Positive energy is an energy that goes outwards. It is expansive and it rolls away from you. Negative energy pulls in. And so if you're a very negative person, if you don't believe that everything will be okay, if you believe in lack, if you believe in difficulty, you pull from the life surrounding you that kind of energy pattern. That negative parabola of energy, that negative curve of energy, perhaps you might like to say, pulls to you reality. When you're moving down a negative parabola of energy, it is imploding, meaning that it is falling in on top of you. And that is why some people, when they get into trouble or if they get into a lot of difficulty, they will say to you quite literally, gosh, it feels to me like everything's falling on my head. Everything's falling in on top of me. It is almost as if they're down in the bottom of the well and they have all of this energy tumbling down through the well and onto their head. Negative parabolas of energy pull, therefore, from the circumstances around you. And so if you resonate or if you maintain a thought form or a feeling that is negative, and you house it in your feelings and you honor it and you make it special and you fret about it, you give it fear, you give it emotion, it begins to pull to you that very thing that you're scared of. It begins to pull to you the very difficulty that you're hoping to avoid. When you're in a very negative parabola, when you're in a very negative set of feelings, you will have the sensation that time is slowing down. And so it'll seem to you that the bad times take a long time to go through. It seems like difficulty will be very, very long in its unraveling. And that is because of the nature of the curve of energy around you. You're walking in this bubble of feelings, in this bubble of thought forms, and you can train yourself to see it around people. And I'll talk about that later. That bubble of feelings has characteristics. If you're negative, it'll have imploding characteristics. If you're positive, it'll have expanding, outgoing, loving, magnanimous characteristics. While you're creating for yourself negative feelings, you'll have the sensation that time slows down. And many of you may have already experienced that. If you've ever had a car accident, you'll notice that the time between when you hit the brakes and you slide through the traffic light, and there's this ice cream truck, and you come up against it, and as you're moving towards that ice cream truck, totally out of control, in your mind, you create this feeling inside of you of intense fear, of negative expectancy. You think, my gosh, I'm putting in for a total redesign job on my dad's car. And as you slide into the truck, you will have this sensation of everything going into slow motion. And that is because your feelings literally fall in on themselves, and it creates for you like a dimension of negativity. And it seems to take a long time. Astrophysicists that have looked out into space have calculated that if you go down into a black hole in space, as you move further and further towards the center of that black hole, you would actually experience a reduction of time. Time would get slower and slower and slower. And that is the same feature described out in space in a black hole as you create around you in daily life. If you associate with negative people, they enhance that negativity. If you go to negative places, it becomes an affirmation of the negativity that you're happy to be a part of. If you endorse negative thought forms, it becomes almost like a religion. And so your life becomes this trial and tribulation of negativity. As you can begin to take responsibility for your feelings, you can see that any negative thought form that you resonate or keep in your feelings for any length of time will eventually bring you disaster. If you have had negative thought forms today, those events are literally moving towards you. I mean, it's like this army that's sort of going click, 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 as it marches towards you and becomes reality. When enough of that negativity builds up inside of your feelings, when enough of that energy is stored, a spark or a flash takes place, and suddenly something unpleasant happens. And that releases that negativity. And then as you continue to have more negativity, because by now you'll have a super affirmation saying, hey, this nasty thing happened to me, so I live in a nasty world, that affirmation will actually enhance another nasty event coming to you. As we look at developing more personal power, you can understand that negativity robs you of energy. All of your molecules, every part of your body knows how you feel. Every molecule in your body has the same characteristics as all the rest of the molecules and houses your personality. Whatever feelings you are thinking right at this moment is helping to create the way your body is. There are millions upon millions of cells that are being created as you listen to this tape. And those cells will either have a feeling of positivity, of transcendence, a feeling of, oh, it'll always be okay, I feel good about myself, I see beauty, I see light, I love this place. Or they will have a feeling that is opposite of that and negative. And so not only is the negativity robbing you of your body energy, your physical strength, but it robs the mind of its spontaneity and its joy, and it creates inside your emotions a feeling of negative expectancy. You must have met people that live like that. They're sort of mobile disaster zones. They're constantly in accidents. Things constantly go wrong. People are ripping them off. Their bodies falling apart. They are like an energy pattern that when you see it coming down the road, you would flee. You'd think, oh my gosh, if she shows up, I'm in trouble. I'm going to run. And they tend to want to rob you of your energy. And often you have allowed yourself to be robbed. They've met you in the street and they describe some incredible scenario out of their incredibly dreary and accident-prone life. And you've had to sit there and listen and nod and say, oh, I'm so sorry, and oh gosh, how terrible. And they've robbed you of the power that you have. And there are people like that out there that are energy junkies. Rather than them wanting to develop their own personal power through discipline, through dedication, through study, through service to humanity, they think that they can just pinch it from others. And they do. And so as you're looking at expanding your personal power, you're going to have to look at what are the things, events, feelings, thought forms, people, let's say, that rob you of the energy you have. And you know how much energy you have. Some days you will get up and you'll be this powerhouse of energy and you'll be able to go on 20 hours a day perhaps. And other days you're totally exhausted by 11 o'clock in the morning. It's just a matter of how you ply out that energy and how you discipline yourself to pace yourself through the day. As you begin to see your life as energy, you're going to try to do things that build power and you're going to store that power. You're not going to let it dissipate. When you involve yourself in negative emotion, when you involve yourself in confrontation with others, you automatically lose a certain amount of your personal power. When a person touches you, there's an energy transference. When they look you in the eye, there's another energy transference. When they speak to you and you get emotionally sucked into whatever they're saying, there's another energy transference. When you're tired, you lose power automatically because the physical body begins to suck from the life force that's in it in order to sustain itself. And that's why you have tiredness. It's not just the amount of oxygen or amount of vitality in your blood or in your body. It's also that your entire system feeds off itself as you become tired and uses up that stock of life force that you have. If you're a positive, expanding person, you'll have a feeling that time speeds up. And so you will have had that experience perhaps at a party, where you've arrived at the party and it was fun and you danced and you had a good time. And before you knew it, you looked round and it was midnight and you're thinking, my gosh, I've got to get out of here, it's really late. And it's the feeling of this parabola of energy, this curve of energy rolls outwards. It has a tendency to speed things up. When you're having a good time, things go quickly. When you're having a bad time, it seems like it takes forever. The other aspect of positivity is that as you become more and more power, as you become more and more of this life force that surrounds you, you'll actually get to the point where you become more and more infinite. The subconscious mind or the ego has a way of dividing everything up into little space-time continuums or brackets. It lives Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It lives to a rhythm. It lives to a routine. And as it lives to this rhythm or it lives to the routine, it will give you the illusion that it is skidding you through time faster. In fact, that skidding through time that is created by the routine is not a result necessarily of your positivity or your negativity. It's more a result of the fact that once you develop a very strict routine for yourself, you filter out so many of the events and so much of the energy around you that you experience only a very small part of life. And as you limit the amount of life you experience, then of course it begins to go faster. You have to think about these concepts because they're a little bit complex and at times they may even seem contradictory, but they're not. Positive energy will speed up time, and there's a point inside that positive energy where you become so much a part of the infinite life force that then you will begin to drift into a zone where there's almost no time. It is almost as if your life is going on the one hand and you're living an infinite perception on the other. And the reason this is so is because as you begin to expand outwards and you begin to create those positive feelings, your whole life becomes an affirmation of personal power. What happens is that your psychics or spiritual perception, your inner knowing, expands. And as it expands, it opens that bubble around you to accept more energy. And so a person that is very negative or very restricted will walk into a room and will see perhaps 10 or 15% of what is actually going on there. A person that is very open and expansive and outward will pick up maybe 30, 40, 50%, depending on their training, of what is actually going on. There's always so much more to see in any one given set of circumstances than meets the eye. And so as you develop this positivity, not only does it make you feel good, not only do you feel a sense of everything moving along quickly, but you also have this expanded perception because you're opening yourself to receive more. Life is full and very, very varied, and there's always stuff to watch and to learn from. And as human beings, we have to begin to train ourselves to pick up greater amounts of this energy. The amount of power that you can express not only assists you to move through life successfully, but it makes life a more pleasing experience. Think of a person that comes out of a very restricted view and a very limited or very confined circumstances. They may live 80 years and they may perceive only 20% of what's going on. So in fact, all they've done is lived 16 years of life. If you can get to the point where you're experiencing almost everything that there is to experience in any one given set of circumstances, you could live that other person's lifetime in just 16 years. And so we're looking at, as we develop our power, not only getting the benefit from being more powerful, but we're looking at getting the benefit from understanding the circumstances more.
Please stop the cassette now and turn the tape over to continue the program on the other side.